Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, this one is right up your alley, DZ.
Wait, that's your name.
I know. I know.
No, talk to me. What's up?
It's about appearances, and you have changed your appearance more times than anyone I've ever met in my life. And I mean that in a good way, because I respect that you change it all the time.
I was going to say, what you trying to say? You think I'm running from a felony or something? Because I'm not.
I don't know. Are you?
I'm not.
I don't know. Give me
what are you talking about? Next question.
Give me your social. No, I'm just kidding.
No, for
the
real.
Question
I have
is,
changed a lot.
A lot. Like, when you started on the show, you had dreads.
Yeah.
You don't have dreads anymore.
Nope.
The question of the day is, what's the most radical thing you've done appearance-wise? And I've known you for so many years now, since 2014, 10 years, that I have seen you in so many looks that it doesn't even faze me when you change your look. When you cut off your dreads, everyone went, DZ looks so different. We don't even recognize him. I'm like, no, that's just DZ.
DZ.
He's going to change it again in 3 months. Just chill. You'll know him.
When I cut off my beard, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody went, oh, my gosh.
Again, just because I know you and I know you, I look at you and I don't.
You see
change
me.
It, but I don't see the change
you
that
see
much.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
You see me for me, Hallie.
I do, DZ. I really do. Like, you have changed so much. The biggest, the most, I'll start, because you're going to take a while. We're going to take a while on DZ, so
what?
Hold on. This is going to take 17 hours to get through DZ's looks.
True.
The most radical thing I've ever done, for sure, was dye my hair dark, because I am a blonde.
You've dyed your hair before?
Oh, yeah, and I've gotten blonder over the years,
uh-huh.
But when I dyed it dark, when I don't know if I was pregnant or just married, at some point I dyed it, and my ex-husband was like, you look like your sister, it's freaking me out, I can't. Like, stop.
Wait, so you were here already when
I was in Milwaukee when I did it. I did it for like maybe 6 months in like 2008 or 9, maybe 10, and then I went back, and then I started lightening it because I was like, nah, this isn't me.
Where's but the photo evidence?
I thought I showed you.
Where's the... I do not... I've never...
You've seen it.
This is not Come a memory on. In my banks.
I swear I found it and showed you one day, like when I was super, super dark.
I gotta see that again. I don't have this. I don't got this image in my mind, and I feel like I would have like burned this in my brain.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will find it for you, and we will. I will find it.
I don't remember you haven't said you've dyed your hair before, because I've wondered, like, has your hair ever been dark? Have we talked about this?
I thought so.
Where was I in this conversation?
Maybe I talked to somebody else. I thought you were here for this conversation. I don't know.
You got another DC in your life? Hold on.
Now I'm like wondering everything. I'm like, I thought we've talked about this.
And if I have, and if I see it and go, oh yeah, I'm sorry. That means I was barely listening then.
Well, that might be it. You might see this picture. Okay, hold on. Let me find it. Well, okay, and then we're going to talk. While I'm looking for the picture, though, because I know I have it somewhere, I need you to tell me every single look you've ever had go. Because what haven't you done is more of the question.
Quite frankly, as you're looking for a picture of you your hair dyed, that's about the only thing I haven't done.
You haven't?
I have never dyed my hair. Done like the temporary little spray stuff for school spirit, whatever. But actually dyeing my hair, never. My parents didn't really allow it when I was little, under their guise, if you will. And then as I got older... For example, the first time I had locks, my long locks, my 9-year locks or whatever it was, I was going to dye those or at least dye the tips. I always wanted to dye my hair. Eventually, I didn't.
You never did it.
And was thankful for it, but always wanted to do it, right? Because I didn't want to damage my hair and I got all paranoid about it.
Right.
Now, as my hair progresses and unfortunately changes.
Oh, come on. Just have all the break-offs like I do. I color my hair all the time and look at it.
Okay, but you ain't losing yours, okay?
I hope not.
I'm at the stage where I'm starting to see my edges, boy.
Really? Oh, yeah. You feel like your hair's receding.
Yeah, now I definitely...
Oh, your hairline. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't notice that on you.
Well, thank you.
No, not at all.
But I'm about to look at the trips to Istanbul soon because I've done so many styles with my hair. I don't got many other things I could do left. I've had mohawks.
Okay,
I've had braids. I've had mullets. Don't even get me going on facial hair. I've changed my facial hair to every single style you could think of.
What's your favorite? Okay, then what's your favorite look and what's your favorite facial hair and on your head? What's your favorite that you've had?
Personal style, who I felt the most me like was... Yeah. Really long locks and a really big beard.
That's where you feel the best.
That's where I felt like me the most. And I'll show you the image.
Where you were the most covered up. Is what you're telling me.
I guess so, man. I didn't even think about it like that. But like, hair long.
Because I'm picturing a giant beard where I could barely see your face and a lot of hair and a lot of dreadlocks. See?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking.
You know this, DZ. This is from when I worked production here. You know exactly what that one looks like.
This is not my favorite picture of me, but this is one with the dark hair. I have one where the day I got it done where it's even darker.
Wow. I don't remember this photo.
You know, that's probably...
It's not the one you showed me?
No, but there's only a few because I got rid of it immediately. Back to you. Were we?
Okay. Wow. No, that's really dark, though.
That's me. I mean, that's really... That's dark.
Right.
I don't know. You want it darker? Sorry, go on.
No, I don't need it any darker than that.
I'm going to find the day I got it done where I looked... Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Whoa! You got to post that.
Is this crazy?
That is wild.
I was also like really big, but I mean, I obviously...
That wasn't the focus. The focus was how dark your hair
people
is.
People know how much.
Hey, yo.
Should I put it up?
You got it.
This is crazy?
No, that seems wild to me because I don't picture you with anything but like platinum blonde hair.
This is not... Yeah, I did not like this. I was, again, and my ex-husband said, you look like your sister and you're freaking me out.
Change it.
Get rid of it. And I did. And I was like, noted.
Copy.
You don't want to sleep with my sister. Thank God.
Salute. Appreciate
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, let me see.
This is endgame. Whoa. Long dreads, big beard. That's what I look like in my mind all the time.
Send me this right now. Just screenshot if you have to and send it to me. I'm going to put both of our picks up. And
okay.
I'm going to say this. We asked, about on the question of the day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because it's the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's the most radical thing you've ever done appearance-wise? Mine is dye my hair completely dark, which I just showed DZ is crazy. And DZ's done so many things, but hey, he feels most himself with the longest beard I've ever seen and the longest dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. But you don't look anything like that now.
I don't. Not even close.
Not even close.
Now I'll never have dreads again like I thought I would one day. And the beard with kids, it's like... Pfft. keep it short, big guy.
Oh, is the beard one of the reasons you, the kids?
I hate them yanking on it. It hurts so bad.
Well, as someone who loves earrings, I respect because I can take my earrings off.
Boy.
All right, 414. Oh my gosh, the phones are going crazy. Okay, 414-533-1037. We were so busy looking for pictures. We almost forgot about everybody else.
It's the question of the day.
We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to post this pic. It's so bad.
You don't have to. I wasn't trying to strong arm you to it.
When have I ever cared? Like, when have I ever cared about the things I post? Come on.
You never have.
DZ made me do it.
Okay, bet.
The question of the day is, what's the most radical thing you've done appearance-wise? I said dyed my hair dark. Like, this is dark, like black.
That to me is radical, bro.
This was radical what I did.
That's more radical than anything I've ever done, appearance-wise, hair-wise, for real.
Yeah.
In my opinion, yeah.
People are going to think that I just dyed it black, though. That's what's so funny. They're going to be like, is this new?
Is this new?
I'm like, no.
That means they haven't seen you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's go to the phones. We have so many people on the phone. You know what? Let's start with Carrie. Can we start with Carrie in Waukesha?
Of course.
You know why I'm letting her go first?
No, why?
She taught both of my boys in
really?
School. She did. Hi, Mrs. Doucette.
Hi.
Good morning.
I saw her yesterday at the school luau that I got to MC.
Dope.
And Mrs. Doucette always comes, like, she's the one that if there's a theme, she's doing it.
She's about that
Like,
life.
When they're in the planets, they're doing planets, she's got planets hanging off of her in some cool, like, you know, outfit
so
in my mind.
Let's just say, have you ever seen Miss Doucette and Miss Frizzle in the same room at the same time? No, you haven't?
No, I have not.
I understand.
Carrie, I want to know, what's the most radical thing you've ever done appearance-wise? Because I've seen you dress up for a lot of stuff.
The most radical thing I've done is my hair. So back in high school, like, I had blonde hair. And then when I got to senior year, I dyed a brunette. And one of my friends called me Hollywood because of the hair color that I had. And so I was like, okay, let's keep that. And then I would just keep natural. Once I got into teaching, I was like, you know what? Like, growing up, I never got to dye my hair crazy colors. Got permission, and ever since then, I've always done, like, some type of rainbow color.
Really?
Whether it's, like, purple, pink, blue. Like, I've always done it. And I feel like because it's such a norm for me now, if I were to ever go back to just a natural color, that would be radical for, like, anyone to see.
So if you ever just went back to a brunette, something simple, they'd be like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay?
Exactly.
Miss Frizzle. Right. I mean, Miss Doucette.
Right. Yep. See? They would not know.
I love it. Man, I'm getting jealous. I want to dye my hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd be like us, and you too can dye your hair.
I'm nervous.
All right. Thanks for calling, Miss Doucette. Have a great last couple days of school.
Thanks.
Bye.
Next we have up, he said, find his theme song. Mike is calling from Hartford today.
Who?
Yeah, I know, babe.
Ah.
Actually, tread lightly because I'm the one in the wrong right now.
What?
I didn't make Eileen's birthday party on Saturday because I decided to stay in Chicago with my friends and I blew Mike and Kathleen off and did not go to the child's birthday party. And we have not
talked since.
Tug's collar.
He sent me a text that said, we got a whole case of Diet Coke for you, Allie.
Wow.
And then I felt bad.
And they dumped it out, too.
No, he sent me a text last night saying he's
actually
drinking it.
I'm actually drinking
Jerk.
It.
Ah, even better. Yes, sir.
Mike, what's the most radical thing you've ever done to your appearance?
So in high school, I've always had the style haircut I've had now, like short on top, shorter on the sides. But my sophomore year into junior year, I found out we were doing Grease, the musical. So I grew my hair out to slick it back.
Uh-oh.
And then we had the musical, and I was like, all right, everybody else is cutting it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep growing my hair. Ooh. I grew my hair out to 10 inches long at its longest.
Oh, yo, isn't that enough to donate?
I'm going to need a picture. It didn't happen.
No, I'll send it to you. My senior pictures, I look like I would fit in the 70s.
Oh, snap. Listen,
yeah, man. And it was like nice. Nice straight blonde hair, like naturally straight blonde hair.
We got to see that. We got to see that. You know we need evidence.
I definitely took care of that hair. And then my right before my senior prom,
this goes with the outfit.
No, it goes with it.
Yep.
No. Right before my senior prom, I cut it and dyed it black.
Oh, man, this guy.
You're a rebel, man.
I didn't take any pictures, though, because that was the first dance I'd ever gone to during my high school without a date, so I didn't take any pictures. I just went and dyed my hair black.
On his Harley.
Wow.
Yep.
I, too, dyed my hair black, and it didn't go so well, and I'm about to put it on
Facebook.
Yeah,
I'll post a picture on your guys' post of my senior year with my hair at its longest.
All right, let's get it. Appreciate you, babe.
Bye, babe. So,
have a good one, babe.
You too. Peace.
Let's hit up Danny in Oak Creek. Danny, you know, Danny's always told us he's got a look.
Yeah, but like I know Danny has said he's got a look, but what's his look? What's
his
the
look
most radical?
Is like, I don't know. I picture Danny as like
big beard,
yeah,
big outfit.
Which
Danny?
Danny, you running through a wind tunnel?
Danny, it's like you're in a tunnel. Are you on your motorcycle? What is happening?
No motorcycle.
What's going on, Danny? What's the most radical thing you've done appearance-wise?
Talk to us.
So all my life, I've never had a beard, no mustache, nothing, and I always had short hair, the whole throw it up on the top, a little messy look, high and tight.
A little high and tight, and yes, sir.
2020 came, and I'm like, I'm done. Hair grew out. It goes down probably past my belly button, and I got a big, long beard, and I look like a beach bum.
A beach bum.
A beach bum. Hey, whatever works for you, though.
Listen, and what's wild is, as Danny was saying, I realized, same thing. I grew up basically with a high and tight. Especially when my dad was cutting my hair, mm-hmm. I always had short hair.
When
I had
to shave. High and tight means short hair, like buzz cut.
A buzz cut. Yeah, like
military grade.
A taper fade, a bald fade, some type of fade, if it was even a fade, because sometimes my dad just hit it with a line around.
Ooh.
I've had some crazy cuts, and my experience drew me to try so many other hairstyles because of that. So I'm with Danny.
Yeah. Well yes, Danny.
It's crazy because I did my own hair since I was 15, and then I'm like, I want to have some fun now. And, you know, my wife gets me all the nice hair products to make it nice and silky smooth.
Mm-hmm. He be using her products. Oh. I'm already knowing.
Danny, yep. Danny,
don't care.
Thanks for calling.
Of course not. Danny, appreciate you.
We're going to talk about men using women's products on this show. We are definitely going to talk about that because DZ and I have talked about that.
I use a lot of my wife's products.
Yeah.
Sometimes I prefer some of my wife's products.
It's going to be a topic. Do we even have time to go to Ebony? I don't know if we're out of time. Oh,
listen,
no. Real quick, Ebony. I want to talk to them all.
I did it.
Ebony.
Morning.
Good morning. What's the most radical thing you've ever done appearance-wise?
When I got an all-seeing eye tattooed on my clavicle.
Clavicle. Ooh.
Ow. That's
everybody always asks me if I'm like in the Illuminati, and depending upon who they are, I say yes.
She said, no, but really, I'm just about my money.
Yeah, but that's what I would say. Everybody, my family, my friends are like, are you okay? Are you a part of a secret society? I'm like, yeah, I am.
Clavicle game.
Yeah, no, that's the most radical thing. I'm sorry it's not like hair-wise.
No, you good. We never said it had to be hair-wise.
I mean, you're the baddie on the forklift, by the way.
I mean, so come on now, sure come through. Fine. I mean, but look at you and DZ. Y'all sitting up there real cute. Real cute. Oh,
stay gassing us up.
Come on now.
Ebony, she knows her mission. She understood the assignment.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today?
Well, Ebony wrote in.
Oh, wait, our Ebony?
No, I just changed her name to Ebony.
Oh, our
so
Ebony.
So people think it's Ebony.
The baddie with the forklift. Ebony.
She wants to be held anonymous, right? Who actually wrote in?
The real Ebony.
The real person. Okay. But I looked over, I was like, I need a name. And Ebony was the first name I looked at. So sorry, Ebony. But
sorry, Ebony.
We're using your name today. All right. She said, I've been dreaming about reconnecting with my ex-best friend. There's a girl I used to be super close with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Fell out close to 5 years ago. I cut her off, honestly, because it didn't affect me much at first.
Mm-hmm.
We had moved to different places and just didn't get along anymore.
So you basically
never heard from her.
Moved on with your life.
Right.
Yeah.
We just cut ties.
Fine.
However, over the past year, I've been having a lot of dreams about this friend, making up with her, missing old memories, mm-hmm. regretting unfriending her, things like that. I tried to reach out, but never got back. Hmm. Then I heard from one of our mutual friends that she had posted on her Instagram a picture from all of us back in high school, one including me.
Hmm.
I got my hopes up again, sent her another request, hasn't accepted it.
Ooh.
But I can't stop dreaming about this friend.
What?
I understand she might not want to keep in touch with me,
uh-huh.
and I respect it. But having so many dreams makes me crazy. How do I stop or what should I do? Shelby. Excuse me. Ebony.
Ebony.
Ebony. I mean, Ebony. Ebony, I mean. Oops.
Whoopsie daisy do.
Well, right, honestly, so, I said a real name. Okay, so her real name is Shelby. Whatever.
Okay, Shelby, fine. Sorry, too late. Okay, oops. So Shelby had a friend and she misses the friend.
Yeah.
And doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I had a friend cut me off in my early 20s and I never understood why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking best friend. And she joined the military because she couldn't get her life together. And so her parents made her.
Okay, yep.
And when she went to basic training, I wrote her a letter every day.
You did?
Every day.
Dang. No, that's tough. No, that's tough. That's what's up.
And I...
Handwritten. Flex.
Thank you very much. And I would write her every night. And one day, she got mad at me about something and I had no clue what. And she never talked to me again.
While she was in the military.
Yeah. So I went to her mom's house.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Rachel won't talk to me. Like, we've been best friends for like 15 years.
For a very long time.
Why? I don't understand what I did.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know. Years go by. She starts trying to re-add me on social media. Same similar story. I'm telling you, like, by the time I was like 30, now she's re-adding me and I'm going, I don't want to be, I've grieved you.
Mm-hmm.
You were done. I grieved the loss of this friend because you were a good friend. She was mad about like a phone call. She had called me on my birthday and she felt like she thought people were making fun of her in the background. Like none of that happened. None of it happened.
So she created a whole scenario in her brain.
She then did not talk to me for 10 years and then tried to come back and I went, I've moved on. Like I grieved you. I missed you. I was sad.
We're no longer friends.
I even went to therapy and talked about it. Like we're done.
You buried her, arguably.
It's almost like a significant other getting rid of you out of nowhere. And you're like, I don't know what I did, right? So I had a friend that was like a big loss for me.
Were you dreaming about this friend?
No, but if I was, I'd be like, the dreaming part's what makes it weird.
Crazy,
like,
right?
What's the dreaming part about?
This isn't the first time this has happened. I've had dreams about friends, and I remember a very specific scenario, actually, where a close friend to my family was having dreams about another friend who has distanced themselves from everybody. Mm. Right? She cut everybody off, this friend that I'm talking about, right? But her and this one friend of ours, who we still see all the time, were very close. I mean, I'm talking about they might as well have been sisters.
Oh, no.
They went to the same college together because they've known each other since they were basically in diapers. Like, they've known each other a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship getting cut off along with the rest of us sucked. But her relationship was the worst.
Mm.
Now, she's had dreams in the past of this friend that has cut us all off. I told her to reach out. Dreams
you
are powerful.
Did.
Dreams, I'm a spiritual individual.
Yeah.
They're connections to different worlds. And I'm not saying we legitimately travel to other, but they're gateways to our thoughts, deeper consciousness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, depending on the person, I honestly do believe he could be telling us something, trying to guide us towards a reconciliation or at least a connection, at least to say something.
I thought sometimes I just fall asleep watching true crime and then I dream about bad stuff.
Sometimes
you're telling me it's more than that.
Sometimes it can be. It depends.
It could be. No, you're right. You're right. So Shelby has been dreaming about her ex-best friend and doesn't know what to do about it.
All she has sent so far is basically friend request. You need to take it a step up. You need to let her know you've been dreaming about her because they might be connected more spiritually than we know. Like our friends are, right? Mm. Like I told my friend and like I'm telling Shelby, sorry I used the real name.
Whatever.
You need to ask her, hey, I've been having dreams about you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? This is really crazy. It hasn't stopped. I'm not trying to be, you know, wild and reach out, but I need to know that you're good. I know we're not friends, but I just need to know you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rekindle that friendship. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm telling you to let her know you've been thinking about her that much in your spirit.
Okay. Say something.
Say something. You have to.
Say I've been thinking about you.
You can't just let this lie.
Interesting. Because it's just going to eat your alive.
Uh-huh. And you're going to keep dreaming. Mm. You got to get it off. You got to get it off your chest.
Dang. Well, this could go for someone who's not even dreaming, just thinking about it. See? You can't get it out of your mind.
You can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 414-533-1037.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So today, Shelby wants to know what to do about the friend she's no longer friends with. She keeps dreaming about this person.
They fell out like 5 years ago, but she's been dreaming about her nonstop. Sending her friend requests with no answer. The dreaming is what's crazy.
Yeah, the dreaming is wild. Let's start with our girl in Kenosha this morning, because Bella said it's like she wrote in or something. This is how much she can relate to this.
Well, we could change her name to Bella.
Hey, Shelby Bella.
Hey.
Good morning, fam.
Shelby Bella. No, there's only one Bella.
Shelby Bella.
So, what do you mean you can relate to this? You went through this or what?
Yeah, oh my gosh. So, maybe, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Maybe 10 years ago, same scenario. Me and my best friend, no longer best friends, because I told her some information about her relationship she didn't want to know.
Go on.
But it was one of those things, do I tell her what I know, you know, or do I not?
If you don't, then she's mad. You're screwed either way.
Am I the jerk if I tell my best friend or boyfriend
honestly,
cheating on her?
It's a real problem for a lot. It's a moral dilemma for a lot of people.
Yeah, and so I made the decision to tell her, and then she basically was like, I wish you wouldn't have told me. And
I would be mad if my friend didn't tell me.
Hey, some people don't want to know. Some people don't want to. People invested in their life like that.
Or they blame you for the cheating instead of the person that cheated on them because you were the deliverer of the message.
They blame you for knowing.
Instead of owning it.
I put the light where the shadow was. You know what I mean?
That part.
So we were like family. Like, my picture was on her wall at her parents' house. Like, we were so close.
Yeah.
And
sisters.
Everybody's got friends like that, hopefully.
It was like grief. You know, like a death. It was terrible. So we were friends for like 20 years.
What do you say for Shelby? She's been dreaming about her friend nonstop. Did you dream about your friend?
Yes. It's so wild. I'm like, why am I dreaming about her? And it's still 10 years later, it happened. And I have not seen her, not talked to her. And then I started dreaming about her again. Well, guess what? I went to the store, haven't seen her, boom, I turned the corner. There she was.
Y'all
after
called
I had been having these dreams.
Is she still with the guy? Of course not, right?
Yeah, but it's not good.
Oh, she is with them, but he's still cheating. Whoa. And it's just going, same story, different day. Well,
chills.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy. She saw her, though. She saw her. Called her with her mind.
Yeah, after I was dreaming about her, boom, then she was. And then I still felt like, oh, there she is. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I'm like, it's not the same. But you just got to let it go, girl.
Y'all didn't even talk, did you?
You know, I said hello, and she said hello.
But
and
it was weird. I could tell it was weird.
How do you do that? Like, how do you look at a scenario and go, let it go? How does that work?
Yeah. We're best friends.
Because, no, I mean in general. I can't let anything go. I can't let anything go, DZ. That's why I'm like, Bella looked at me, I'll just let it go. That's nice of you. I'm like, you have the best chi in the world, man.
Is it worth it? Is it not? For Bella,
it's
not.
It was worth
not.
It. No, that's too bad for your friend, too. Yeah,
it's still sad, but there's a reason why y'all aren't speaking. You know what I mean? If another time in another place it happens, don't force it.
Okay. I like that.
Bella's saying don't reach out.
Don't force it. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe she's coming up with in her mind because of all the dreams. Thanks for calling,
Appreciate
Bella.
Appreciate you, Bella.
Yeah. All right. Talk to y'all later. Have a good day.
You too, fam. Peace.
Next up, we got Dolly calling our girl in Milwaukee. By the way, some of the texts are good. I'm going to read those, too.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Dolly.
Morning, Dolly.
Hey. Good morning, y'all.
All good right. morning. Somebody texted in and said, somebody said, every time I dream of my ex-boyfriend, I see him. Dreams are wild. Ick.
Yeah. It all has to do with the subconscious. Like, if you think something so much, like manifesting it.
You manifest it.
You're thinking about it so much, you end up dreaming about it, or you actually can see that person. Because I've went through the same exact thing with a friend of mine that was very, very close to me. And to this day, I couldn't tell you exactly why the falling out happened. And same thing, I have to grieve the situation. I think about it to this day, but I've reached out for years. And then a friend of ours, mutual friends, just said, like, I just asked, like, Coach, you don't want to be friends? She was like, no. I said, well, she could have just said that.
We could have just talked about it, dang.
Right. We could have just said that.
Why
and then
you gotta
I
break
just
up?
Have to feel like I'm, you know, begging for a friendship.
Right. Ooh, and begging for a friendship. Yeah. Listen to that nugget, man. Nobody wants to do that.
We don't talk about that enough, about losing friends. We talk about breakups and relationships, but nobody ever talks about when you lose a close friend and the grief that comes with that.
That's
that is worse. That is a bigger death than a lot of relationships
because
you've been friends longer with these people and you know their family and you know them, you know, and we don't allow ourselves to grieve those
They're
things.
They're meant to be ride or dies.
Yep.
Literal
so
ride or dies.
About it for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for her, like she done reached out and all of that and getting no response or a response that she don't want.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like she should not just let it go, but find a way to actually grieve it, process it, and go through the healing process of that, because losing a friend in that sense is tough.
Yep.
It's not something you just get over.
Yes. And you know what? That's a better way of saying, if you're dreaming about it, why don't you cope and heal through it versus you don't need to reach out. You need to deal with whatever unsettled emotions you've got.
Exactly.
And that doesn't have to deal with the other person. That's about you and your recovery, you know?
The other person don't even have to know that. It's your journey with that. So that's you have to figure that part out.
Your journey, your closure.
Dolly. We're therapists. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, Dolly.
Don't make me make a fake PhD and put it on the wall.
Have a great day, Dolly. Bye, youngin.
Somebody texted in and said, if a memory pops up on Facebook, but Shelby, just delete those memories and move on.
Okay, I'm hearing what you guys are saying. Honestly, it might be something to let it go. There's merit to it. I was thinking, focus too much on the dream. Mm-hmm. It was calling something about it.
Yeah.
Maybe the calling was for you to bury the hatchet, or not the hatchet, bury the coffin, not the hatchet, right? Bury that friendship. It could be done.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, just because something's on your mind doesn't mean it means you have to deal with it, but it may not be dealing with it with the other person.
She might have to go to like grief counseling, though. Like,
maybe.
Can it get that deep if you feel this friend so much?
Think of any relationship as a loss. Like, people freak out when they lose a husband of 10 years. Imagine losing a friend of 20.
Right.
That's a lot deeper. That's even deeper. You don't think it is, but it is.
Right.
You know?
If you've been cool since the youngin', since the diaper, since the pampers.
You might have lived together at some point with that person. You might have been roommates. You never know.
You might have been in the same cell at one point.
Honestly. honestly, you know, I mean, you said it, not
me.
Am
I wrong?
You're not wrong. Somebody else texted in and said, dreams do mean something. Let that friend know and maybe find someone who can translate the dream and what it means. It might mean nothing, or it could be something if the dreams are occurring more.
That's what I was thinking. I like the dream interpretation. Mm-hmm. That could be a way to go about it, Shelby.
Good luck, Shelby.
Yeah.
You're going to need it. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling decent.
Yeah. We're working up to our vacation. The last week of school for my kids. Yesterday, I went and hosted an MC to luau at their school in New Berlin. It was so fun.
Did y'all smoke a pig?
We did
pig
not.
Pig roast?
We should. You know what? That's what the school forgot.
The pig roast.
What's going on with that?
What's a luau without...
We didn't have it.
Doesn't luau literally mean pig roast?
It should. It's funny that you bring up roasting meat, DZ.
And, really?
And cooking meat. It's like you knew where I was going with this.
Did I?
So, if you guys haven't heard about this, this happened in Eau Claire, and I wanted to bring this up on the show.
It's a little wild.
This went viral because a man decided that he was going to steal 12 pounds of meat from a smoker in Eau Claire. This guy, there was somebody, I shouldn't say a guy because I don't know who the meat belonged to.
Sure. Anybody.
But there's a video. There's a video of this, which is why it's so funny. It's like a Ring cam that picks this up. Whoever this person is overnight smoking a brisket.
Outside.
Outside on their smoker.
Right.
And this, they're calling it the Brisket Bandit.
Proper name.
In Eau Claire. Comes with a backpack. I mean, this is like a man with a backpack.
A guy pulls up. You see him on the camera. Just walk up, stroll up to the smoker.
It's so funny. He steals the brisket that's smoking overnight, the 12-pound brisket, and he puts it in something. I don't know what it was that he put, some kind of container, and he puts it in his bag and he leaves.
This was a methodical plan. What it was a heat-safe Tupperware container so he can take this smoking hot brisket and yank it.
Seriously. And I've never dressed up like a man, but there I was.
He plotted.
There I was.
I didn't know we got caught on camera, Allie.
This guy stole a brisket that was small. Okay, one, I don't even know where to start. Because on one hand, I go, genius. Ah, meat. Who doesn't love brisket? Stealing a brisket, I support it. But then I go, no. The guy who's smoking the brisket, I would be furious when I woke up ready for that brisket. And it's nowhere.
I'm sorry.
Can you imagine?
That's his own fault. He should have hid the brisket. He should have hid the brisket a little bit better. as a big boned man myself, a lover of the briskets. It's a 12-hour brisket. I don't know what hour it got stolen. 12 pounds.
So I don't know how many, but they're doing it overnight.
Overnight.
So at least 12 hours.
They were smoking it for like 12 hours.
You're right. You're right.
Right? Let's say at least 8. Mm-hmm. Hour one, smelling the brisket, I'm okay.
It's probably a neighbor. You're right.
Hour two, smelling the brisket, I'm still fine. I'm a little hungry. Mm. Hour three, now I'm starting to wonder, all right, man, 4, 5 hours later, now I'm plotting. Now I'm going. If that brisket is out at hour 7.
You're actually right.
I'm going out there with a Tupperware container and stealing it.
It's like when your neighbors cook and you smell what they're cooking and you're like, hold on. But it eventually goes away. And this never went away. The guy's smoking the brisket all night.
Dude was saying, let me get a plate for 8 hours straight. I would have lost it too. I don't blame the brisket bandit. I am the brisket bandit. He is me. I am him.
He was white. That's why I thought it was me. That's why I thought it was me dressed up as a man.
I got one of those masks.
Let me see your backpack.
I can. It's got brisket in it. Bruh.
You guys, when this story went viral, it's just the funniest. A man goes and steals somebody's brisket that's been smoking all night in their yard. I can't with the state. I cannot with you, Wisconsin.
I blame the person that was smoking the brisket. They were tempting the neighbor for far too long.
Don't you come on my property and touch my meat, and that goes for all of it. And you know what I mean.
I would have been sitting out there with a rifle or something, you know, a little BB gun at least. I would have protected my meat.
Well, it is Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Where the hell were they?
Come on.
I'm just saying.
You just left it in the driveway for the taking? You tempted everybody that drove by for the last 9 hours.
I love that. So funny. Well, no report on if the brisket got returned, you guys. I'm sure it did not because it has been eaten.
It got returned, but it was half gone.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, ladies, we're going team dude today, but listen to the story and you'll understand why.
Talk.
Talk it out. In all caps at the top of this submission, it says, anonymous, please. He emailed us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Anonymous, please. So we're going to call him...
Let's call him Scott.
I don't know why I came up with that.
Dude, I was literally just about to say Scott.
Shut up.
No, for real. Like, I was... Dude...
Connected. Let's keep the show going.
All right, let's go.
We're on a good vibe.
So, Scott.
Then. Okay, so Scott wrote in and said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. My friend is having his 29th birthday in September. One of our friends took the initiative to begin planning a guy's birthday trip for the weekend before his birthday in Chicago. 10 of us total. The birthday boy's girlfriend is now upset. She is not included on the trip."
Hmm.
7 of the 10 guys going on the trip are in relationships, married, and going. The birthday boy's justifying the trip because he's attending a concert with his girlfriend and a group of friends the day before his birthday.
Okay.
So now the girlfriend's questioning if he truly wants to go on the trip without her.
Oh, really now?
You want to tell him or should I? And I'm not even the dude in this situation. And then he writes, she also has never straight asked to come. So I want to know, am I the jerk for not inviting his girlfriend on the guy's trip? The girlfriend is mad now, thinks he wants her there. There's 10 guys going on a guy's trip.
Yeah.
And she thinks they want her there.
No, he definitely wants her there.
And I don't even want his, even though my feelings will be hurt, I'm not that stupid.
No, he definitely wants his girlfriend on the bros trip. Of course, no question.
Okay, this is real. This was a real submission,
yeah.
And he wants to know if he's the jerk for not inviting his girl on the guy's trip. Maybe somebody is going to defend the girlfriend. Maybe we're way off. Maybe I shouldn't be this appalled. Maybe it is rude that he didn't invite the girlfriend if it's a big part of his life.
I mean, maybe coordinating something, right?
But maybe.
Listen, it's about to be a lot of stanking with all them dudes together. There's going to be raunchiness everywhere.
Yeah, who would want to go with 10 dudes on a trip? Ick.
You want to end up mama-mating the situation for the weekend? Because that's what it's going to turn into. Why does she want to go?
She's going to be like, why is it so dirty? Why do you guys smell? Why don't you care what you're doing?
Why are we just sitting around?
Why are we doing nothing but watching sports?
Because that's what we felt like doing. Really, though.
Do you guys want to go shopping?
Nope.
You want to go to Michigan Ave?
Nope.
Oh. You want to go to the festivals?
Nope. We got a tea time in the morning. Nope. Like, we are chilling. I'm about to crack a drink and watch the TV.
He did write at the very bottom. He added in one more detail about this couple. He said they are in a 2-year relationship with a 1-year-old, if it matters. I don't think it does.
I think it does.
You think, why does it matter all of a sudden that he should bring the baby mama now? No.
It's the 1-year-old and the fact that they probably haven't done too much. She's got FOMO. It really isn't even about him. She just wants to do something.
But he's going to a concert with her for his birthday.
That's not a weekend trip. That's not a little getaway. That's not going somewhere.
She's jealous.
She needs to plan her own girls trip. That's what she needs. She's trying to join in on the trip for funsies.
Or she just is paranoid and doesn't want him to go for other reasons.
Maybe.
But that's not even
I don't
our
usually
problem.
Go there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's the case.
It feels controlling to be like, you can't go on a guy's trip. Or it feels more controlling to be like, let me come with you on the guy's trip. That's where it gets weird. Just like if any dude wanted to come with me on a girl's trip, I'd be like, stay in your lane.
We're having fun and this is bro fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to add fun to the bro fun. Just leave it like that, Ma. I hate to say it.
Somebody said she's got FOMO.
Bad.
And then they said, not the jerk.
The 1-year-old does make it different for me. If they didn't have no kids, if they had nothing going on, that could have been weird. But the fact that they got a baby, it's like, oh, she's just now trying to get stuck with the baby alone when he's all having fun for a couple days.
I don't know. Maybe somebody's going to defend this. 414-533-1037. Is Scott the jerk for not inviting the girlfriend on the guy's trip?
Oof.
For this guy's birthday.
I mean, it is his girl.
The girlfriend,
and it is his birthday.
The girlfriend thinks that he wants her there. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Scott wrote in and wants to know if he's the jerk for not inviting the girlfriend on the guy's trip. He's planning a guy's trip for 10 guys to Chicago for his friend's birthday. And his friend who's having the birthday, his girlfriend thinks, well, he would want me to come.
My boyfriend wants me there.
You're leaving me out.
What? Of course he wants me on the guy's trip.
So Scott wrote in and asked if he's the jerk. Let's start with Lindsay in Oak Creek, who's a theme song holder, and we haven't heard from in a hot minute.
I gotta find the theme song.
Dust it off. Jeez, excuse Lindsay. Me. Where are you? Oh, I forgot what her thong. I forgot what her theme song was. She's trying to combine theme and song.
You said thong. I forgot what her thong was.
Lindsay, I see you on Instagram because I do follow the regulars that, you know, are on Instagram right. Oh, yeah. That I know of. So I know she's okay, but about time you
she
came back.
She's been busy.
Rude.
I'm sorry. It's got okay. A new job, bought a house. It's the whole shebang.
Oh, you've been busy. You've been busy, busy.
Well, I did know because I liked it. But anyway.
Congrats on the house and all the good things.
Lindsay, thanks. Scott the jerk for not inviting the birthday boy's girlfriend on the guys' trip.
What you think?
No, not at all. Let the guys do their thing. I mean, in a relationship, that's the most important thing with your partner, but you still have to have those relationships with your friends as well. You don't want to shut that out.
Yeah, I don't know if this is FOMO or codependency, but it's one of the two.
It can be both.
I would like to know which one it is, because one's more offensive than the other. The codependency is more offensive in my book. The FOMO is fair. We all feel it. Just get over it.
What
know?
Does it feel like yeah. more, genuinely? Because it can be codependency, really, though.
I think it's FOMO.
Yeah.
Because I think... Yeah, I think it's FOMO. Yeah. I don't know. Who wants to go on a guy's trip, Lindsay? Like, would you want to do that, Lindsay?
I mean, I would do my own thing on a guy's trip yeah. if I went. But, like, I think she's just missing out because they do have a one-year-old. They probably haven't traveled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly my thoughts.
So she's feeling it, yeah.
Feeling it for sure.
All right. So not the jerk, not Lindsay the jerk, says. Lindsay. Well, Lindsay, it's good jerk. To hear from you. Congrats on all the accomplishments, including the house. Finding a house is hard right now.
Oh, goodness. It was crazy, but yeah. I'm glad that it all is over. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We're on the other side. We'll talk mm-hmm. to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Rico wants to chime in today. Rico has something to say.
Oh, Rico got something to say, don't he?
Rico,
oh,
good morning.
You sure? I sure do.
Good morning, fam.
Scott feels good morning. Bad, I guess.
Wepa.
He wants to know if he's the jerk for not inviting the birthday boy's girlfriend on the guys' trip, because she's like, hey, he'd want me there.
No, I don't think he's a jerk, you know. I mean, I think it's basically she might have some insecurities. I understand they have a one-year-old baby, but that's what, you know, grandma and grandpa are for, you know. I mean, somebody's got to be able to take care of the one-year-old. Maybe she hasn't been on a trip, right? But, you know, have her go plan her own girl's trip. I mean, these guys are going out to celebrate the guy's birthday.
True.
You really think you want the girlfriend tagging along? Like, honey, that, no.
But
you want to go enjoy yourself and have a good time.
You know what it is? It's the fact that it's her dude's birthday and she feels like she has nothing to do with it. But I feel like Scott said in the message, he's going to do something. He's going to a concert with her for his birthday. He has birthday plans with her.
Right, right.
Exactly. Oh, so why does she have to be involved?
I'm saying, like, yeah. It's almost the same as if I was like, hey, DZ, okay, yeah. I'm going to frame it differently, a different perspective. Hey, DZ, I'm taking Aaron and 10 girls on a trip for her birthday, and you're not invited. And
hey, hold on.
Now,
where are y'all going, though?
We're just going to Chicago.
And how come I can't go?
Because it's a girl's trip.
But that sucks.
But it's her birthday, right? It's
your
girl.
Yeah, but it's my wife.
But it's a girl's trip, but and you're not invited. So I'm trying to frame it the other way now. Now, think about that. You'd be like, I can see when I go that way. Oh, wait a second. That's my girl's birthday. I want to be there.
That'd be a selfish act on myself to go, no, I need to be present. The day is the day. And if you value the exact day, but you can do so many other things during so many other times. And if that's your person, you're going to share so many more birthdays with them.
That's true.
In the grand scheme.
Exactly. I had the same situation happen. My ex-fiance, she went to Vegas with her girls, and I really wanted to go to Vegas. She told me no. You know, I didn't take it as offense. I was like, hey, just go with your girls, have a fun time. I'm not going to wonder what you're doing every 5 minutes and calling and blowing up your phone, you know. And in reality, she had a good time, and she appreciated it. I mean, I didn't really care. It was 5 days away from the ex-fiance. Heck yeah, let's go.
He needed a break. Dude. Well, you needed a break.
Yeah, I needed a break from her.
And you trusted her, and that hints his ex-fiance as he talks smack about her. Thanks for calling, Rico.
Rico.
You're welcome.
Well, how about you later, man? Peace.
I'd be more concerned if he was still engaged to her saying those things about her.
Fair. Touche.
Okay, I was just trying to paint the picture the other way. Like, okay, let's put ourselves in the
in
baby mama's shoes for a second. And
right.
I'm like, okay, I would get offended, but I would never say you can't go on a guy or that he wants me there.
I would never try to join into the trip. I'd understand the fact that a girl's trip is just that, a girl's trip.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I got no business being there.
Let's go to the phones, last but not least. Even though they've both said not the jerk, a spicy one. Mila's on the phone. Get ready, everybody. Mila in Milwaukee. Mila!
Hey!
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning, Mila.
Are you going to go the other way? Morning. I can't picture it. Okay.
No. Matter of fact, I got a question.
Yeah.
Did you say that we're only together for like 2 years?
That's what he wrote at the bottom of the submission. Scott wrote in and he said,
at home, not the jerk.
Oh, well, there's a 2-year relationship with a 1-year old. Hold on. So they're still together because they had a baby.
Yeah. 2 years and a 1-year old.
At least still together because of the baby.
So they got pregnant in the first year and then had for that next year.
And that's where I was going. I'm going to need y'all to leave an insecure lady at home because it takes 9 months to woo a baby. If they've only been together 2 years, she don't even know if he really wants her. That's why she wants to go on a trip.
Well,
girl, stay at home with the baby. Let that man go have his fun and figure out if he wants you later. It ain't on his birthday for your time to do that. I hate to be mean like that, but...
Well, Mila's basically saying you might only be together because of the baby. That's what Mila's implying, which we're all thinking and we can't say.
Yo.
But here we are on Am I the Jerk, and we're going to say it. Like, are you together because you want to be together? Or did you... Maybe they might have planned the baby, though. We don't know anything.
We're not devaluing their relationship by any means.
It happens, but that comes from an insecurity because... Why would you think your man wants you to go on a trip with him and 9 other dudes?
Yeah. That's where it gets strange.
That's a selfish, narcissistic thought.
No woman in her right mind thinks that.
It comes from an insecure place. I hear you.
That's coming from a deep, insecure place. Yes, sir. Yep, you said it.
Mila.
You know what?
Oof.
You're right. I was trying to look around perspective-wise, but no.
I wasn't.
No.
I said what everybody wants. I don't care.
She said, Mila, mic drop. Bye.
Bye, Mila.
Bye. Love you.
Love you back. Peace.
Love you, too. Wow. So not the jerk all around. I think we all agree on that.
Who put these brooms here?
Seriously.
Oh, y'all did.
Woo!
Sweet.
Not the jerk. I am so excited for 2 reasons. We have a big announcement I just found out about on this show.
I know.
And then after that, DZ's trying to lose 12 pounds by Monday, and we want to tell you why.
Important things first, though.
Important things first. Should we do the announcement now?
Can we?
We can. It's our show. We can do whatever the hell we want.
But it's not our news, though.
What do we do?
I mean, I say we play it and then hit it and then just surprise everybody with it.
Okay, go. Okay. Amanda and Racine, hi. Okay, Am I the Jerk is over. But Amanda just called in for Am I the Jerk, and I almost hung up on her until she said...
Wait.
I had the baby.
Yeah!
Amanda... I was going to say, you're not even due till June. And then I went, wait.
I know.
It is June.
It's June.
Amanda. Baby wanted to come early.
Wow.
Wait, okay, Amanda, you've been pregnant. What was the actual due date?
It was June 19th.
And this is
I had him on one day, June 3rd.
On June 3rd.
On the 3rd?
He was ready.
That's going
to
be a lucky baby.
Go.
Did you go into labor?
Yeah, I was walking around the neighborhood and trying to find a lost dog.
Yeah.
And my water broke during that time.
She was stressed.
Bloop.
She was stressed and then it wanted to come out.
Where's the dog? This dog is following us home. I don't know what to do.
Whoa. And then the baby said, I know what to do. I'm coming out. I'm helping.
And then I cried at home and I'm like, I'm not ready for this. But it's happening.
Amanda, congratulations to you and your husband. We know you have Savannah. Savannah's 2, right?
Yes.
And so now we have the new baby. What's the new baby's name?
Isaiah.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful.
Savannah and Isaiah.
Thank you.
A big sister.
Yeah, she's a big sister.
You know, does she even know what's going on? Because Owen didn't know what was going on.
He's doing really good. She's been very nice with him.
Well, that's nice.
Otherwise, she thinks it's a doll, but she's been doing good.
For now, until she tries to feed him like a doll, change him like a doll, play with him like a doll.
Are you home from the hospital
now,
I take it?
Yep, I'm home. I'm rested.
Let's go.
That's why I haven't called.
No, it's okay.
It's forgiven. We got baby Isaiah.
Look at this. So Destiny and Lala had their baby.
Yeah.
They came in earlier this week. Amanda and Racine has now had her baby.
Yeah.
Who's left?
Nobody.
That's it. All the babies are out.
For the most part, right?
Wow.
As far as I know.
That we know are pregnant.
And ain't no cryptic messaging there.
None.
No announcements on this side yet, okay?
You sure, DZ?
Hey, chill out.
Just checking.
Chill out.
Just checking this about Amanda. But if you're pregnant, let us know.
I was going to say, you know how you can lose 12 pounds to have a baby. I already lost that weight.
That's how Amanda did it. She just lost 12 pounds of baby weight.
Oh, Amanda, we're so happy for you. And you're right. DZ is trying to lose 12 pounds by Monday, and we're going to tell you why next. So thank you for the encouragement, Amanda.
We'll talk to you later, fam.
Go take care of yourself. Day.
You too. Bye.
Aw, she had the baby. Aww. Amanda and Racine. Now, and what? When she came on the show, did she even have the first one? I'm trying to remember. She might have had both babies on this show.
I don't know either. Yeah, I mean,
I think
2 years old, she might have.
Amanda, now she's gone. I can't ask her. Look.
Well, another question for another day.
Another day. All right, coming up next, we will finally tell you why DZ is trying to lose 12 pounds by Monday. We're not joking. It's for something he really, 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 really wants to do in Milwaukee.
I'm motivated.
Somebody texted in and said, he's a guy. You can probably lose 12 pounds by tomorrow, LOL. 103.7 KISS FM.
I appreciate the optimism.
It's Allie and DZ. And somebody else texted in and said, the fact that men can lose that much weight in a short amount of time just makes all the female listeners mad. I'm like, no, we didn't say he lost 12 pounds. Nope. We said he wants to lose 12 pounds.
I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
DZ looked me dead in the eye and said, do you think I can lose 12 pounds by Monday? And I went, no.
No. So I went, bet. Challenge accepted. I'm doing it. Okay. Bet.
What on earth? Obviously, this is not being recommended or healthy, but tell everyone why you want to lose 12 pounds by Monday.
I don't necessarily think a medical professional would advise this, and that's why I didn't tell mine. But
well, it started with an email.
It started with an email that we got at work, right? Mm-hmm. And it was an experienced possibility. They hit us up and said, hey, y'all, we've gotten a chance from the Milwaukee Mile at the Wisconsin State Fair for an exhilarating ride around the historic 1 mile oval track a race Indy car.
Dude, they basically invited us to ride in an Indy car on Monday at the Milwaukee Mile.
They invited us to get in a race car with a trained professional.
Amazing.
A little two-seater, basically.
Amazing.
A car that goes 170 plus miles an hour.
Oh, the adrenaline rush is going to be amazing. Oh, I've never done it.
But they said there's a few requirements, you know? Mm-hmm. One of the requirements being must be 18 years of age.
You're 18.
I'm 30.
You're 30. You're going to be 31 on Sunday. I said what I said.
Anywho.
His birthday's on Sunday.
Anywho, that's not what we're talking about.
So where were we?
The other requirement must not exceed the height of 6'5". Boom.
Oh,
I'm not 6'5".
You're not 6'5".
Nope. Not even close. My doctor lied to me.
What are you, 6 feet? 5'11"? I don't know.
Last requirement. Must not exceed 250 pounds.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. You don't weigh 250. This is the first thing I said to you. I was like, you don't weigh 250?
As I was reading the email, I stepped on the scale.
Yeah?
It said 262.
No, you do not look like you weigh 262.
262 pounds. Mind you,
honestly,
that was...
I thought you weighed the same as me.
No.
130. No, that was a joke.
Double it. double. That's what I weigh.
Honestly.
Right? So yeah. I'm going, dang, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I respond back to the email, though, and go, I'd really love to. I'm going to fill out the waiver, but I exceed the weight limit. I doubt I'll be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah.
So I'm technically signed up.
So you did submit. I did not submit because we're going to be on vacation next week. And so I'll be in California. And I'm so sad, even though I'm looking forward to vacation, because this is an experience.
This is a huge experience.
And the fact that they've said, do you guys want to come ride an Indy car? I'll be gone. What a fun thing for your birthday on top of it. And then the stupid weight requirement. I wonder how serious, do you think you can lose 12 pounds by Monday?
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Since I dedicated myself to losing the weight.
Mm-hmm. And you started yesterday. Since we got the email, we started.
Stepped on the scale this morning, dog. You want to know what it said?
Because it was 262, right?
262 yesterday.
Should be 262 today.
You 258. Let's go.
You're right. Women hate you. You're right.
My wife looked at me and was like, I hate you.
Genuinely hate you. I have been trying. I gained a little bit of weight. Nothing I'm unhappy about. I'm still happy with my weight. But I was like, you put 15 pounds on this winter. So I worked really hard. It took me a month and a half to lose 10 pounds, DZ. I want to jump over this counter right now.
You try to hit me in the face, ain't you?
Yes. What do you mean you lost 5 pounds since yesterday?
You trying to force a cheeseburger in my mouth? Stop it.
So rude.
I've lost a few pounds, but think that's water weight. I got to be consistent with it. I got to continue to then try to shed some of those extra pounds off. I got weight to lose. Listen, I could weigh 240 and still be comfortable, but 250 is all I need. 250 or low. By Monday, and I'm at 258. I technically only have 8 pounds to go for the next couple of days.
This is the, and you wrestled and you played football. You're going to do all that. Don't do all this crazy dehydration stuff you're going to do. You're going to do it, aren't you?
I know how to cut weight.
DZ, don't. What is wrong with
I said, I know how to cut weight, Allie. What, y'all didn't, y'all don't think I could do it?
Oh, somebody wrote in and said all you did was take a poop. Okay, fair.
I don't want to get too graphic, but I haven't even pooped today. That's pre-poop 258.
Now I'm really angry.
What's up? Don't make me go to the bathroom. I might drop below 250 right away.
Rude. Somebody said do a colon cleanse. You guys, no, we're not. I'm not giving him unhealthy suggestions.
Give me the advice. Hold on. We can't do that. I need the advice on how to lose the rest of this weight by Monday.
Fine. They're not going to be healthy ideas, but we'll take them, okay? As someone who took a year to lose her weight in a healthy way, tell us how not to be healthy and lose it by Monday.
If you have a healthy way, I'll appreciate it. Nobody said the ways that we hear I have to take, but I want options.
And Amanda, of course, in Waukesha said, I have a great way. I got you, DZ. Well, what is it?
Text it, call 414-533-1037. Mila said, just eat ice. Go on an ice diet.
Oh, that's healthy. Come on. Somebody said, DZ, there's unhealthy ways we would drop weight for wrestling weight requirements. Yeah, we talked about that.
I remember the trash bag days. Yeah, spitting in a bottle for no reason, not eating for 4 days. I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. I'm past that.
No. We don't want to do that. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next from the Nicolay Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Call us now, 414-533-1037. Can DZ lose 12 pounds by Monday? 103.7 Kiss FM. Everyone's texting in happy birthday because it's on Sunday for you, DZ.
So appreciate y'all.
Shout out to everybody texting in. I'm not going to let him forget that it's on Sunday, his birthday.
Thank you.
And he wants to ride in a race car at the Milwaukee Mile on Monday. They're letting us ride in these Indy cars. I'm going to be gone, but you really want to do it, obviously.
I do. Well, they're bringing racing back to the Milwaukee Mile, finally. That's something cool. We've known. Right? Like they told us about it. And now the fact that they're offering an experience to sit in an Indy car. I've always wanted to be in a race car.
So cool. My kids think it's cool when we just drive on the racetrack to park at the fair.
Me too.
That's when they're like, last year they finally realized for the first time, every year we go to the fair, they went, are we driving on the racetrack? We sure are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but now it's going to be DZ in an Indy car if he gets this weight down by Monday.
Boy, listen, I started at 262 on my mission. This morning, I weighed 258. I feel confident.
People hate you so much that you lost that much in a day, but
it's not my fault. Cheeseburgers make me lose weight.
I will put the disclaimer out there. We are well aware there are a lot of people struggling with eating disorders. So this is a lighthearted conversation. These are going to be hopefully decent ideas, and if they're not, I'm going to flag them, but you can still receive them.
Well, and jokes aside, we're not looking to give anybody a complex. Weight is a big issue. I've wanted to lose weight for some time. Everybody, this is just kind of like the kickoff, right? If I can lose 15 pounds, amazing.
Let's go.
I'm not going to be heartbroken if I don't. I'll be bummed that I don't get to drive the race car. Fair. But it's not about the weight for me. It's just the try.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the mission, man. I'm trying to lose it.
Well, remember how Amanda in Waukesha texted in and said she had an idea?
Right.
She called.
Oh, perfect.
So, Amanda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy early birthday, DZ.
Thank you, familia. I appreciate
there it
you.
Is. Mm-hmm. Amanda, what was your idea?
All right. My husband did this, and I've resented him ever since.
Oh, so it's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah. So he drank pretty much a gallon of water every day, but he did a raw diet. So he ate raw fruits and vegetables only.
You know what this is? This is Gwyneth Paltrow stuff.
Gwyneth Paltrow stuff.
Yeah. So veggies for all his meals, and then in between he would have the fruits. So like apples, oranges, He avoided like the high sweet fruits like strawberries.
That's what I stay away from some of the higher sugar fruits. Like fruits, but I know which ones have more.
He didn't even saute the vegetables. He just ate them raw.
Ate them raw.
It's all natural stuff.
Because then you get all the natural antioxidants, and then that gallon of water pushes everything through. He dropped like 12 pounds in less than a week.
Wow. Okay.
Like I said, I've resented him ever since.
But he's a dude. Yeah, exactly.
He had a little to lose, though. Uh-huh. We got that extra.
And it's not sustainable. I mean, true. To an extent it is. That's... Vegetarians do it all the time, but...
True, but there is... I mean, yes, at least you offered healthy food to eat, like vegetables and fruits, which are... plant-based and, you know, come from the earth. So, yeah, you're getting really healthy stuff and you are getting some of those nutrients.
Get those nutrients. Yes. It's not the starve yourself diet.
But he basically...
But when you cook vegetables, you lose a lot of those nutrients.
He basically dropped the carbs.
True. Well,
let's be real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda. Let's go.
So don't cook them. Don't cook them. Eat them.
I've heard that before. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
Next up, we have got Stacy. Stacy in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Do you think DZ could lose 12 pounds by Monday to ride in an Indy car on the Milwaukee Mile?
Be honest.
Well, 12 pounds, I'm not sure, but I know I got a colonoscopy last month, and I lost 6 pounds.
Ooh, so I need a colonoscopy.
Yep, pretty much.
Let me
schedule
it.
You can't eat for 24 hours, but you have to do like a 3/4 of a bottle of Miralax and Gatorade and drink it and take Dokalax pills.
Disgusting.
It's nasty, but it worked.
I can feel it in my stomach already, Stacey.
I love how she's like, you're going to be in hell. It's going to suck. But man, are you going to be skinny.
Boy, you're going to poop yourself twice, but it's okay.
It'll be worth it, I promise.
She said wear a diaper.
Just don't do it right before the day you get in the car, because that's going to be a bad vibe.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Jinx. Thanks for calling, Stacey.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, David, our boy, is in Maguanago. Good morning, David.
Feels like we're on the edge right now.
Good morning.
Hey.
David. Don't you dare anything crazy, because you better not. DZ's trying to lose 12
pounds. I'm with the last caller. Okay, I've been in the colonoscopy world. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't need to be as violent as a colon cleanse, but for $1.49 at Metro Market, you buy a bottle of magnesium citrate, and your small intestines holds about 10 to 20 pounds of stuff.
Ah, sludge. Yeah.
And You chug that bottle, and if you want to be cleaner than a PVC pipe, you drink a second one about 4 hours later.
Slow down. Calm down. Don't take too much magnesium in a day, first of all.
I don't want to.
Okay? No, doctor said don't do that.
Dr. Alley?
Yeah, but David thinks it's a great idea. You are out of your mind.
No, I don't think it's a great idea, and you better do it on, like, Friday evening. No, like, maybe all day Saturday.
Ah. He said be careful.
Don't do it on Sunday.
Lightly.
And don't be cutting the grass.
It's fertilizer. What are you talking about, David? Get out of here.
All right.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace.
Look at these texts. Somebody said he needs 2 colonoscopies if they're 6 pounds each.
Hey, yo, chill.
You guys are crazy. Southside Sean wrote in and said, you're weighing with clothes. Got to weigh naked. I'm 267 dressed and 240 naked. Sean, you must have the baggiest clothes I've ever seen on. You don't weigh 20 more pounds with clothes. Come on.
He wears steel-toe boots. I just know it.
Get out of here.
Hey, I did say, Allie, if they let you weigh in like they did for wrestling, I could be in my boxers or less. I'm closer to the 250 weight without clothes on, easily.
They should just let you do it.
Man, I'm wondering how serious they are.
I don't know. Because I feel like you're so close to the weight. Like, if you have to be 250 and you're in the 250s, why wouldn't they let you ride in the race car?
I know some of the things are because of sizing. Let's just call it what it is.
Because you won't fit in the car.
The seats are tight because they're protective seats. They're not just regular race car seats. I might not fit in the seat belts or the seat itself.
They're made for short people.
They're made for smaller individuals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, think racehorses and jockeys, right? Mm-hmm. The smaller you are, the better it is.
Well, and of course, anyone who's listening right now who's dying to lose weight, don't do anything stupid, obviously, because all of these things, you're going to gain it right back. So this is just for Monday.
Realistically.
Honestly.
I'd like to drop a few, but I'm not making it the mission to keep it off after Monday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear if you got to ride in the race car or not.
I got to do some jumping jacks, man. I got to get my calorie count.
You know what? You're right. Get your sweatband on. Get to work. Kiss FM. Do not go anywhere. Summerfest tickets coming at you in less than 10 minutes. Now, shall we get to the visitors, the unwelcome visitors at your house? Or mine, because I feel you on this.
Either one.
I'm feeling the same pain as you, but mine's different.
Yeah, slightly different. There's a slight size difference in ours, right? Like, mine might be a little more menacing. I ain't gonna lie.
For weeks, I personally have been having a fight in my backyard with birds. I have a pergola over my patio. That's what it's called. It's a wooden thing. Right?
A covering.
You've seen it. And they continue to make nests in between the wood on my pergola because it has a cover.
Annoying.
And so for weeks, I rip it down. They put it back up.
Rebuild.
I put it down. They put it back
Rebuild.
Up.
Rebuild.
I throw the nest away and I take it all the way to the recycling center across town.
Guess
and
what?
They build a
they
new
rebuild.
One.
Rebuild.
They probably went and picked it up and flew it back. Honest to God.
They tracked it.
They probably did.
They got an Apple AirTag in their nest.
I'm telling you. So I've been fighting with these stupid birds all summer.
Yeah.
But you have a bigger problem.
We got an aggressive bird. Boy.
It is a bird.
It's when I say wild, I literally mean wild. The other day, it might have been yesterday, actually, or the day before, one of the two, whatever.
Yeah.
We are in our house. I am with the boys, trying to get them down for a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bopping around in the kitchen, about to do some dishes. And I look out my backyard, and I happen to see a huge giant turkey. Wild turkey.
Not an ostrich. That would have been wild.
I did think ostrich. That's how big it felt. I've never seen a turkey up close. Not like that.
I mean, Thanksgiving you have.
Well, then, on the table. They weren't going by that point anymore, though. You know what I'm saying? It was more stuffing, baby.
Right.
Huge. Wild turkey just strolling through my backyard. And at first, I think it's cute. It's fun. I'm like, oh, that's a turkey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then I realize it's not going anywhere.
Mm.
It's sitting, chilling. It's pecking at my grass. It's strolling around my kids' toys, going over to the neighbors.
Hold on. Where does a turkey in Bayview even come from?
Thank you.
Where did it come from? I don't understand.
No clue. Have never seen a wild turkey that up close. When I went to school in Sheboygan, Lakeland, you see little wild turkeys crossing the road all the time.
And I live in New Berlin, so I got all kinds of weird wildlife because you got these areas. But
you had a deer in your yard.
I had a deer give birth in my yard.
Literally.
Which is why these animals think I'm Snow White, and I'm not.
It's the hair.
They think I'm a birthing center. Apparently, I am. No, but a wild turkey.
A wild turkey lingering. Because I saw it moving and I thought, oh, it's just walking by. I don't know where it came from, but it's just working its way through. 20 minutes later, dang turkey is still in my yard. 30 minutes later, dang turkey is still in my yard. My neighbor's feeding it. I realized that my neighbor loves to feed the bird. They love to feed the squirrels. So what they end up doing is putting corn out, putting carrots out, putting seeds out, putting nuts out.
Oh, your neighbors are part of the problem.
Yeah.
I hate this. This is like when people put bird feeders out and then they wonder why bird poop is all over their house. And I'm like, you put a bird feeder. Stop feeding them.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Right.
So I don't think that they're calling wild turkeys, but the fact is the food that they're putting out
is bringing them.
Is clearly feeding them. I might end up at home later today with a whole gaggle of wild turkeys all in my yard. Just...
Don't tell somebody a pick and save. We'll get out there. We'll serve them up.
All I'm saying is if y'all need turkeys for Thanksgiving, I might have the plug. Come
Honestly,
see me.
Free turkeys for listeners.
We're doing a turkey drive.
Hunted
with the turkeys.
And killed in DZ's backyard with no permit.
Don't mind the BB in there. Just dig it out.
I'm in for it. Somebody wrote in that I need to have a piece of reflective foil or something. If I have issues with birds, it'll blow in the wind and the birds will reflect in the birds when I go up. What?
So they sell them. Sometimes they're like shiny little spinner things, but the concept is that the reflection will deter the birds because they see it and they think it's movement. They think it's a predator. They think it's something that's dangerous to them. So yeah, you ever seen those little like shiny spinners that like twirl in the wind?
Yeah.
It's a bird deterrent. That's all it is.
Yeah,
it's a decorative bird deterrent.
I had no idea. Well, what's a turkey deterrent?
I mean, you want me to really say it?
No.
Letting my dog in the backyard off leash.
What would your dog do?
My dog
would your dog eat it?
My dog has killed three squirrels,
no.
A bird. He's on a mission. Had I let Dino out in the backyard, we would have all been eating good that night.
Stop it. Are you ready for what the internet just told me?
What?
It's easy to scare turkeys away by making noises, waving your arms and yelling or blowing a whistle, or popping open an umbrella, throwing tennis balls. Don't throw things at it.
Okay, now.
Or dousing the turkey with water from a hose or a squirt gun.
I'm going to just say, as a black man, getting doused in water doesn't sound like a good idea to do to anybody or anything.
And
no,
it also says a leash dog may also be effective in scaring. It's his leash, though.
A leash dog.
DZ didn't say anything about a leash.
Off leash only.
No, thank you. So, you have a turkey issue.
I do. Have a turkey issue.
Well,
is it an issue or is,
I don't know. Is it?
I mean, is it?
Is it?
Can
I
you,
don't know.
Can you capture and eat wild turkeys in your own yard?
I wouldn't do that. There's probably something unsanitary about that.
I know how to clean.
I would stop. Knock it off. Let's give away Summerfest tickets. We'll deal with your turkey another day.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Somebody texted in and said, he's a guy. You could probably lose 12 pounds by tomorrow, LOL. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I appreciate the optimism.
It's Allie and DZ. And somebody else texted in and said, the fact that men can lose that much weight in a short amount of time just makes all the female listeners mad. I'm like, no, we didn't say he lost 12 pounds. Nope. We said he wants to lose 12 pounds.
I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
DZ looked me dead in the eye and said, do you think I can lose 12 pounds by Monday? And I went, no.
No. So I went, bet. Challenge accepted. I'm doing it. Okay, great.
What on earth? Obviously, this is not being recommended or healthy, but tell everyone why you want to lose 12 pounds by Monday. Come on,
I don't necessarily think a medical professional would advise this, and that's why I didn't tell mine. But
well, it started with an email.
It started with an email that we got at work, right? Mm-hmm. And it was an experience possibility. They hit us up and said, hey, y'all, we've gotten a chance from the Milwaukee Mile at the Wisconsin State Fair for an exhilarating ride around the historic 1 mile over track, oval track a race Indy car.
Dude, they basically invited us to ride in an Indy car on Monday at the Milwaukee Mile.
They invited us to get in a race car with a trained professional.
Amazing.
A little two-seater, basically.
Amazing.
A car that goes 170 plus miles an hour.
Oh, the adrenaline rush is going to be amazing. Oh, I've never done it.
But they said there's a few requirements, you know? Mm-hmm. One of the requirements being must be 18 years of age.
You're 18.
I'm 30.
You're 30. You're going to be 31 on Sunday. I said.
Anywho.
His birthday's on Sunday.
Anywho, that's not what we're talking about.
So where were we?
The other requirement must not exceed the height of 6'5". Boom.
Oh,
I'm not 6'5".
You're not 6'5".
Nope. Not perfect. Even close. My doctor lied to me.
What are you, 6 feet? 5'11"? I don't know.
Last requirement. Must not exceed 250 pounds.
Yeah. You don't weigh 250. This is the first thing I said to you. I was like, you don't weigh 250?
As I was reading the email, I stepped on the scale.
Yeah?
It said 262.
No, you do not look like you weigh 262.
262 pounds. Mind you,
honestly,
that was...
I thought you weighed the same as me.
No.
130. No, that was a joke.
Double it. Double. That's what I weigh.
Honestly.
Right? So yeah. I'm going, dang, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I respond back to the email, though, and go, I'd really love to. I'm going to fill out the waiver, but I exceed the weight limit. I doubt I'll be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah.
So I'm technically signed up.
So you did submit. I did not submit because we're going to be on vacation next week. And so I'll be in California. And I'm so sad, even though I'm looking forward to vacation, because this is an experience.
This is a huge experience.
And the fact that they've said, do you guys want to come ride an Indy car? I'll be gone. You, what a fun thing for your birthday on top of it. And then the stupid weight requirement. I wonder how serious, like, do you think you can lose 12 pounds by Monday?
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Since I dedicated myself to losing the weight.
Mm-hmm. And you started yesterday. Since we got the email, we started.
Stepped on the scale this morning, dog. You want to know what it said?
Because it was 262,
right? 262 yesterday.
Should be 262 today.
258. Let's go.
You're right. Women hate you. You're right.
My wife looked at me and was like, I hate you. Hate you.
I have been trying. I gained a little bit of weight. Nothing I'm unhappy about. I'm still happy with my weight. But I was like, you put 15 pounds on this winter. So I worked really hard. It took me a month and a half to lose 10 pounds, DZ. I want to jump over this counter right now.
You try to hit me in the face, ain't you?
Yes. What do you mean you lost 5 pounds since yesterday?
You trying to force a cheeseburger in my mouth? Stop
yes!
it.
So rude.
I've lost a few pounds, but think that's water weight. I got to be consistent with it. I got to continue to then try to shed some of those extra pounds off. I got weight to lose. Listen, I could weigh 240 and still be comfortable, but 250 is all I need. 250 or lower. By Monday, and I'm at 258. I technically only have 8 pounds to go for the next couple of days.
This is and you wrestled and you played football. You're going to do all that. Don't do all this crazy dehydration stuff you're going to do. You're going to do it, aren't you?
I know how to cut weight.
DZ, don't. What is wrong with
I said, I know how to cut weight, Allie. What, y'all don't think I could do it?
Oh, somebody wrote in and said, all you did was take a poop. Okay, fair.
I don't want to get too graphic, but I haven't even pooped today. That's pre-poop 258.
Now I'm really angry.
What's up? Don't make me go to the bathroom. I might drop below 250 right away.
Rude. Somebody said do a colon cleanse. You guys, no, I'm not giving him unhealthy suggestions.
Give me the advice. Hold on. We can't do that. I need the advice on how to lose the rest of this weight by Monday.
Fine. They're not going to be healthy ideas, but we'll take them, okay? As someone who took a year to lose her weight in a healthy way, tell us how not to be healthy. Lose it by Monday.
If you have a healthy way, I'll appreciate it. Nobody said the ways that we hear, I have to take, but I want options.
And Amanda, of course, in Waukesha said, I have a great way. I got you, DZ. Well, what is it?
Text it, call 414-533-1037. Mila said, just eat ice. Go on an ice diet.
Oh, that's healthy. Come on. Somebody said, DZ, there's unhealthy ways we would drop weight for wrestling weight requirements. Yeah, we talked about that.
I remember the trash bag days. Yeah, spitting in a bottle for no reason, not eating for 4 days. I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. I'm past that.
No. We don't want to do that. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next from the Nicolay Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Call us now, 414-533-1037. Can DZ lose 12 pounds by Monday? 103.7 Kiss FM. Everyone's texting in happy birthday because it's on Sunday for you, DZ.
So appreciate y'all.
Shout out to everybody texting in. I'm not going to let him forget that it's on Sunday, his birthday.
Thank you.
And he wants to ride in a race car at the Milwaukee Mile on Monday. They're letting us ride in these Indy cars. I'm going to be gone, but you really want to do it, obviously. I do.
Well, they're bringing racing back to the Milwaukee Mile, finally. That's something we've known, right? Like, they told us about it, and now the fact that they're offering an experience to drive, well, not drive, sit in an Indy car. I've always wanted to be in a race car.
So cool. My kids think it's cool when we just drive on the racetrack to park at the fair.
Me too.
That's when they're like, last year they finally realized for the first time, every year we go to the fair, they went, are we driving on the racetrack? We sure are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but now it's going to be DZ in an Indy car if he gets his weight down by Monday.
Boy, listen, I started at 262 on my mission. This morning, I weighed 258. I feel confident.
People hate you so much that you lost that much in a day, but
it's not my fault. Cheeseburgers make me lose weight.
I will put the disclaimer out there. We are well aware there are a lot of people struggling with eating disorder, so this is a lighthearted conversation. These are going to be, hopefully, decent ideas, and if they're not, I'm going to flag them, but you can still receive them.
Well, and jokes aside, we're not looking to give anybody a complex. Weight is a big issue. I've wanted to lose weight for some time. Everybody. This is just kind of like the kickoff, right? If I can lose 15 pounds, amazing.
Let's go.
I'm not going to be heartbroken if I don't. I'll be bummed that I don't get to drive the race car. Fair. But it's not about the weight for me. It's just the try.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the mission, man. I'm trying to lose it.
Well, remember how Amanda in Waukesha texted in and said she had an idea?
Right.
She called.
Oh, perfect.
So, Amanda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning. Happy early birthday, DZ.
Thank you, familia. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, what was your idea?
All right. My husband did this, and I've resented him ever since.
Oh, so it's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he drank pretty much a gallon of water every day, but he did a raw diet. So he ate raw fruits and vegetables only.
You know what this is? This is Gwyneth Paltrow stuff.
Gwyneth Paltrow stuff.
No, so he ate veggies for all his meals, and then in between he would have the fruits. So like apples, oranges. He avoided like the high sweet fruits like strawberries.
That's what I stay away from some of the higher sugar fruits. Like fruits, but I know which ones have more.
He didn't even saute the vegetables. He just ate them raw.
It's all natural stuff.
Because then you get all the natural antioxidants, and then that gallon of water pushes everything through. He dropped like 12 pounds in less than a week.
Wow. Okay.
Like I said, I've resented him ever since.
But he's a dude. Yeah, exactly.
He had a little to lose, though. Uh-huh. We got that extra.
And it's not sustainable. I mean, to an extent it is. Vegetarians do it all the time, but...
True, but there is... I mean, yes, at least you offered healthy food to eat, like vegetables and fruits, which are plant-based and, come from the earth. So, yeah, you're getting really healthy stuff, and you are getting some of those nutrients.
Get those nutrients. Yes. It's not the starve yourself diet.
But he basically...
But when you cook
keto.
Vegetables, you lose a lot of those nutrients.
He basically dropped the carbs.
True. Well,
let's be real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda. Let's go.
So don't cook them. Don't cook them. Eat them raw.
I've heard that before. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
Next up, we have got Stacy. Stacy in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Do you think DZ could lose 12 pounds by Monday to ride in an Indy car on the Milwaukee Mile?
Be honest.
Well, 12 pounds, I'm not sure, but I know I got a colonoscopy last month, and I lost 6 pounds.
Ooh, so I need a colonoscopy.
Yep, pretty much.
Let me schedule
it. You can't eat for 24 hours, but you have to do like a
3/4 of a bottle of Miralax and Gatorade and drink it and take Dolcolax pills.
Disgusting.
It's nasty, but it worked.
I can feel it in my stomach already, Stacey.
I love how she's like, you're going to be in hell. It's going to suck. But man, are you going to be skinny?
Boy, you're going to poop yourself twice, but it's okay.
It'll be worth it, I promise.
She said wear a diaper.
Just don't do it right before the day you get in the car, because that's going to be a bad vibe.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Jinx. Thanks for calling, Stacey.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Last but not least, David, our boy, is in Maguanago. Good morning, David.
It's like we're on the edge right now.
Good morning.
Hey. David. Don't you dare say anything crazy, because you better not. DZ's trying to lose 12
I'm
pounds.
Not gonna. I'm with the last caller. Okay, I've been in the colonoscopy world. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't need to be as violent as a colon cleanse, but for $1.49 at Metro Market, you buy a bottle of magnesium citrate, and your small intestines holds about 10 to 20 pounds of stuff.
Ah, sludge. Yeah. And
You chug that bottle, and if you want to be cleaner than a PVC pipe, you drink a second one about 4 hours later.
Okay, slow down. Calm down. Don't take too much magnesium in a day, first of all.
I don't want
to. Okay? No, doctor said don't do that.
Dr. Alley?
Yeah, but David thinks it's a great idea. You are out of your mind.
No, I don't think it's a great idea, and you better do it on, like, Friday evening. No, like, maybe all day Saturday.
He said be careful.
Don't do it on Sunday.
Tread lightly.
Don't be cutting the grass.
It's fertilizer. What are you talking about, David? Get out of here.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace.
Look at these texts. Somebody said he needs 2 colonoscopies if they're 6 pounds each.
Hey, yo,
you
chill.
Guys are crazy. Southside Sean wrote in and said, you're weighing with clothes. Got to weigh naked. I'm 267 dressed and 240 naked. Sean, you must have the baggiest clothes I've ever seen on. You don't weigh 20 more pounds with clothes. Come on.
He wears steel-toe boots. I just know it.
Get out of here.
Hey, I did say, Allie, if they let you weigh in like they did for wrestling, yeah, I could be in my boxers or less. I'm closer to the 250 weight without clothes on, easily.
They should just let you do it.
Man, I'm wondering how serious they are.
I don't know. Because I feel like you're so close to the weight. Like, if you have to be 250 and you're in the 250s, why wouldn't they let you ride in the race car?
I know some of the things are because of sizing. Let's just call it what it is.
Because you won't fit in the car.
The seats are tight because they're protective seats. They're not just regular race car seats. I might not fit in the seat belts or the seat itself.
They're made for short people.
They're made for smaller individuals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, think racehorses and jockeys, right? Mm-hmm. The smaller you are, the better it is.
Well, and of course, anyone who's listening right now who's dying to lose weight, don't do anything stupid, obviously, because all of these things, you're going to gain it right back. So this is just for Monday.
Realistically.
Honestly.
I'd like to drop a few, but I'm not making it the mission to keep it off after Monday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear if you got to ride in the race car or not.
I got to do some jumping jacks, man. I got to get my calorie count.
You know what? You're right. Get your sweatband on. Get to work. Kiss FM. Do not go anywhere. Summerfest tickets coming at you in less than 10 minutes. Now, shall we get to the visitors, the unwelcome visitors at your house? Or mine, because I feel you on this.
Either one.
I'm feeling the same pain as you, but mine's different.
Yeah, slightly different. There's a slight size difference in ours, right? Like, mine might be a little more menacing. I ain't gonna lie.
For weeks, I personally have been having a fight in my backyard with birds.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pergola over my patio. That's what it's called. It's a wooden thing. Right?
A covering.
You've
right.
seen it. And they continue to make nests in between the wood on my pergola because it has a cover.
Annoying.
And so for weeks, I rip it down. They put it back up.
Rebuild.
I put it down. They put it back
Rebuild.
Up.
Rebuild.
I throw the nest away and I take it all the way to the recycling center across town.
Guess
and
what?
They build a
they
new
rebuild.
One. They probably went and picked it up and flew it back. Honest to God.
They tracked it.
They probably did.
They got an Apple AirTag in their nest.
I'm telling you. So I've been fighting with these stupid birds all summer.
Yeah.
But you have a bigger problem.
We got an aggressive bird. Boy.
It is a bird.
It's when I say wild, I literally mean wild. The other day, it might have been yesterday, actually, or the day before, one of the two, whatever.
Yeah.
We are in our house. I am with the boys, trying to get them down for a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bopping around in the kitchen, about to do some dishes. And I look out my backyard, and I happen to see a huge giant turkey. Wild turkey.
Not an ostrich.
Not an ostrich.
That would have been wild.
I did think ostrich. That's how big it felt. I've never seen a turkey up close. Not like that.
I mean, what Thanksgiving you have?
Well, then, I mean, on the table. They weren't going by that point anymore, though. You know what I'm saying? It was more stuffing, baby.
Right.
Huge. Wild turkey just strolling through my backyard. And at first, I think it's cute. It's fun. I'm like, oh, that's a turkey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then I realize it's not going anywhere.
Mm.
It's sitting, chilling. It's pecking at my grass. It's strolling around my kids' toys, going over to the neighbors.
Hold on. Where does a turkey in Bayview even come from?
Thank you.
Where did it come from? I don't understand.
No clue. Have never seen a wild turkey that up close. When I went to school in Sheboygan, Lakeland, you see little wild turkeys crossing the road all the time.
And I live in New Berlin, so I got all kinds of weird wildlife because you got these areas. But
Bayview, you had a deer in your yard.
I had a deer give birth in my yard.
Literally.
Which is why these animals think I'm Snow White, and I'm not.
It's the hair.
They think I'm a birthing center. Apparently, I am. No, but a wild turkey.
A wild turkey lingering, because I saw it moving and I thought, oh, it's just walking by. I don't know where it came from, but it's just working its way through. 20 minutes later, dang turkey is still in my yard. 30 minutes later, dang turkey is still in my yard. My neighbor's feeding it. I realized that my neighbor loves to feed the bird. They love to feed the squirrels. So what they end up doing is putting corn out, putting carrots out, putting seeds out, putting nuts out.
Oh, your neighbors are part of the problem.
Yeah.
I hate this. This is like when people put bird feeders out and then they wonder why bird poop is all over their house. And I'm like, you put a bird feeder. Stop feeding them.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Right.
So I don't think that they're calling wild turkeys, but the fact is the food that they're putting out
is bringing them.
Is clearly feeding them. I might end up at home later today with a whole gaggle of wild turkeys all in my yard. Just...
Don't tell somebody a pick and save. We'll get out there. We'll serve them up.
All I'm saying is, if y'all need turkeys for Thanksgiving, I might have the plug. Come
honestly,
see me.
Free turkeys for listeners.
We're doing a turkey drive.
Hunted
for the
and killed in DZ's backyard with no permit.
Don't mind the BB in there. Just dig it out.
I'm in for it. Somebody wrote in that I need to have a piece of reflective foil or something. If I have issues with birds, it'll blow in the wind and the birds will reflect in the birds when I go up. What?
So they sell them. Sometimes they're like shiny little spinner things, but the concept is that the reflection will deter the birds because they see it and they think it's movement. They think it's a predator. They think it's something that's dangerous to them. So yeah, you ever seen those little like shiny spinners that like twirl in the wind?
Yeah.
It's a bird deterrent. That's
I didn't
all it
know
is.
That.
Yeah, it's a decorative bird deterrent.
I had no idea. Well, what's a turkey deterrent?
I mean, you want me to really say it?
No.
Letting my dog in the backyard off leash.
What would your dog do?
My dog
would your dog eat it?
My dog has killed three squirrels, a bird. He's on a mission. Had I let Dino out in the backyard, we would have all been eating good that night.
Stop it. Are you ready for what the internet just told me?
What?
It's easy to scare turkeys away by making noises, waving your arms and yelling or blowing a whistle, or popping open an umbrella, throwing tennis balls. Don't throw things at it.
Okay, now.
Or dousing the turkey with water from a hose or a squirt gun.
I'm going to just say, as a black man, getting doused in water doesn't sound like a good idea to do to anybody or anything.
And
no,
it also says a leash dog may also be effective in scaring. It's his leash, though.
A leash dog.
DZ didn't say anything about a leash.
Off leash only.
No, thank you. So, you have a turkey issue.
I do have a turkey issue.
Well,
is it an issue or
I don't know. Is it?
I mean, is it?
Is it?
I don't know. Can you capture and eat wild turkeys in your own yard?
I wouldn't do that. There's probably something unsanitary about that.
I know how to clean.
I would stop. Knock it off. Let's give away Summerfest tickets. We'll deal with your turkey another day.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.